It's our chat for Friday night. And I was trying to think of why I wear these headphones, but I think some people may have a point. You know, why are you wearing headphones, Phil? I don't need to wear these headphones. It's weird. I sit down to this console, and it's like if I don't wear them, I won't hear you. But I can hear you because there you are. You're right there. So how you doing, guys? Who's Tad, man? Who are you saying? Oh, Tad, hey. Who do we got here, man? I mean, I did a little bit of a modest plug this week on the show a couple times. I said, hey, all of you new people. Michael Keller, how you doing, Michael? I remember you from another chat. Jeff and King Cap from Yokosuka. Where else I see you, King? You were over on Twitter, I think. Pixie Traveler and Paul Dentino. Nathan Smith and Uriel. Hello, Uriel. You're in Tampa. God damn. As a matter of fact, Uriel, is it raining in Tampa? You know, because the first time I went to Florida was in, I won't say when, but I was working in construction work in the summertime in Orlando. And I've never in my life experienced anything like that. I might as well have been on, I mean, I don't mean to diminish any event, but it was like my own personal baton death march. Let me put it to you that way. So there's Paul and who else? Come on, who else? Sheila. Sheila, thank God for you and Allie, man. We would not have one female in the house. See what else we got here. Jeff says the chicks dig him because he's handsome. Well, where are the women here, Jeff? I'm not putting it on you. All right, so that's good. That's good enough. That's a good crew. Good crew. Jeff with us. When Jeff is here, when Herb Sewell's here, all is good. So what questions do you have? There's Allie. Jeff, she says, not having trouble with the feed here. The feed was fucked up. When I first logged on today, you guys, the feed was it was jacked up. I don't know what it was. There's been a lot of wind here at the El Pacifico, but I don't think that necessarily should... did you get your picture disc? King Cap got his picture disc. Cool. Uriel, how are you? I was just talking to you. I was just asking you, Uriel, if you are experiencing rain. Because I was in Orlando working in construction work. My very first summer away from California. You know, I got in the car with some friends of mine. And we drove down to Central Florida because that's where his father was running a construction business. And I at that time and in that place, I became a cement finisher. And God damn, you know, there's just I can't even describe it. It was like between the blood blisters on my hands and the third degree burns on my back and the humidity that made it so hot, you could never drink enough water. I mean, I couldn't get enough water. And then I threw my back out, and then I shot a bunch of concrete into my fucking eyes one day. Man, it was a drag. It was such a drag that I wound up staying there for 6 years. Yeah. Yes. Bernie, we'll see. Let's see. What's Bernie, where you been, man? Where are you at? Quentin is with us. Quentin says, my wife fell asleep, Phil. All right. Nope, not a problem. Yours says, yes, we get awful thunderstorms every afternoon, bad thunder and lightning. Yeah, because that's, and you know what it was, man? We could set our watch. 4 o'clock, it started to come down just like a monsoon. By 8 o'clock at night, it was clear, and the stars were out, and we go out and do whatever we did, and we come back, and we'd go to work the next day, and work your ass off, and by, you know, 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, we'd have to knock off because it was raining, which is fine with me, so... All right, what questions do you have of me? Let's see. Allie is saying hello to Uriel. Quentin's wife fell asleep. Paul says, hey, Allie, check this guy out, man. Apathy, hey, bud. Denver, good job, man. Sheila with us. All right, so, you know, we're all groovy. Some of this shit you guys say to each other. Newburgh, New York tonight. Huh, Bernie? Where's that? I got to say, is it upstate?
Yeah, Phil, I guess.
The only thing downstate's New York City. Mr. Henry, I sometimes wonder what my cat would sound like if he had a human voice, and now I've placed it. He's Dave Oliva. So Allie's cat would sound like this.
Oh, hey, what's up, Allie? Hey, Mom, how about some, like, breakfast or some shit? Because you're going to go to work? You know, what is that?
Now, you stay here and you be a nice little kitty.
I'm being a nice, man. I'm a cat, man. How can I not be nice, you know? But, you know that dry food you're feeding me, like temptation shit? I don't know, man.
Don't use that language.
You mean you speak cat? Wow.
Let's see, what do you got here? Pixie Travelers in Seattle. Great. Tad is in Lakewood, California. Uriel is in Tampa. Verinder Gill is in Houston, Tejas. Michael is in hell. Marty is in Seattle. Paul is in New Jersey, otherwise known as hell. I'm screwing around. Allie is in L.A. Allie's actually in Glendale. Right, Allie? Did you move to Glendale? Tad is talking about subtropics with Jeff, as well they should. Because I think that Greg is in Beaver Falls, P.A. You know, see, now that's a place, Beaver Falls, P.A. Isn't Beaver Falls where a lot of great quarterbacks came from, Greg, or am I just, it's just my fantasy? Beaver Falls sounds like a cool place, like there's just a fall, and there's falls, and beavers are there, and a little town with a little bar, and it's got a little, you know, VFW hall, and a little grocery store, you know what I'm saying? Bernie G. Phil, I've always wondered why radio and TV west of the Mississippi starts with a K. Well, I happen to know the answer to that question. I'll give it to you in just a minute. Phil, you mentioned this week about Thunder getting groomed. My cat Coco actually is long-haired Link Thunder. I have a mobile groomer who comes every quarter, and he gets his hair cut low. You may want to... You know what, Uriel? That's exactly what Lauren was looking into. We called about two or three groomers. We haven't gotten any calls back yet. And this mobile groomer looks like the way to go. Because I went over to somebody's place. I said, can I get my cat groomed here? And I can sit there and watch. You know, I don't want to leave her here.
No, sir. We recommend 2 to 3 hours. It's hellish. You don't want to see what goes on. I said,
well, that's the whole thing. Why I do want to see what's going on. So poor Thunder, who's around here somewhere, will have to be content with a bath, and we'll try to get her groomed. But Yuri, that's a good idea. Jeff says the feed's not working well. Hey, Jeff, reboot, okay? And I can see earlier my feed was not working well. It's intermittent for a lot of people. It may be the summer weather. It may be the summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It could be that we've got thunderstorms. I know you're up in Sacramento. If it's happening to everybody, then we've got a system-wide problem. If it's happening intermittently to different people, then I suspect it's your own internet speed, you know, coupled with, you know, the person that you are and whether your computer wants to cooperate with you. And that happens a lot. Nathan Smith, hello from Northwest Georgia near Chattanooga, Tennessee. Nathan, how are you, man? So anyway, what was I saying? Who cares? Phil, I was listening to Harvey Wyman today. I wondered if his clearing his throat started when... You had to clear your throat and didn't want to break character. Harvey began to clear his throat that way, Cole, because I was looking for some character trait that would differentiate him from all the other old guys that I have on the show. I was talking to somebody the other day. Oh, it was Eliza Schlesinger, who I was on her podcast. She said, I noticed that all of your characters are middle-aged, and they're all very just unremarkable people. And I said, yeah, they really are. I said, I have to find these little things to change them around. Here is Verinder Gill. Phil, can you say hi to my Great Dane Taos Labrador, your Great Dane Taos? Hey, Taos, your Labrador named Cadbury. What's up? Your cat named Bijou. Yeah. And our other cat who passed away named Tiny. We all love your show. Tiny, who's about to Tiny, I know you're going to be transmigrating to the human form soon now, since you've passed on from this animal world. You'll become a human. You know humans that just reincarnated or transmigrated from the animal stage. They are generally very materialistic. They're very... It doesn't mean that they're assholes, but they're all just like, yeah, man, what do you think? Let's go get chicks. Some, you know, they're just If you have a friend like that, it doesn't mean that he's an asshole. If you have a friend who's just really into stuff, probably just was reborn from being a cat or a dog, or could have been a lion or an elephant, I don't know. Marty, no audio here, and video just spins around buffering. Where are you at, Marty? Tell me the town you're in. Gotta know. I must know. This is what I gotta know. Allie, I'm gonna get sick of this if it keeps buffering. Okay, Allie's is buffering. Evening from San Francisco. Bryn, Jeff, I'm getting continuous buffering. We've got problems now, man. King Cap is good. Apathy is good. Greg in Beaver Falls is just northwest of Pittsburgh. Joshua, how you doing, buddy? Where are you at, Joshua? Sheila, don't have to be because I have perfect video. Good, Sheila. How did Poncho's scan go? Is his thyroid issue giving him problems still? Nathan, thanks. His scan went great. He is home. He was there for 4 days. It just about killed him. Poncho is a real mama's boy. He's never away from home. And when he came out of that hospital, and Lauren just went down and got him. You know, we were going to go down together. And she said, I don't want to wait for you. I'm just going to go get him. And when he got into that car, and when he came home, he looked bad. He looked skinny. He looked matted. He didn't trust anybody. He thought everybody was an asshole for sticking him in this freaking weird place for 4 days. But he's good. We're taking him in for his first checkup. Everything went great. He wasn't in for any extra time. Thyroid came down really good. And he's around here someplace, and he's looking really healthy. He's like I said, he's a mama's boy, so he's waiting for Lauren to come over, which will be tomorrow. Carlos, good evening, Senior Phil. I've been retweeting everything anti-rump from you and others all week, and great shows all week. Thanks. Yeah, Carlos, thanks. I got to get my stuff out somehow. I don't really like to talk politics, but I feel so strongly about what's happening, and I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to make anybody angry, so I'll just. It's good, you know. That's what I've been doing. Thank you. Larry, hello, Phil. Portland, Oregon here. No buffering. Great. Sheila, sorry I can't type. Don't hate me because I have perfect video here. Good. Sheila's got great video. Good video in Portland. Bernie, what's the... Oh, okay, Bernie. So here it is. Bernie asks, what's the explanation? K versus W. Why are the stations west of the Mississippi K, east of the Mississippi W? Now, you'll notice, Bernie, in Pittsburgh, where our friend Greg is, there are stations. There is a station KDKA in Pittsburgh, and there's a station in Philadelphia that starts with a K, I believe. That was before the FCC came in with the Federal Communications Act of 1933, and they said, all right, we're going to run out of W's. It's going to be W this, W that. If you think about it, you're going to run out of W's. We need another letter. Well, let's not make it, you know, W is really hard to say. Why did we say W? So, tell you what we'll do, because the population at that time in America in the 30s was still heavily concentrated toward the east. If you notice, everything west of the Mississippi, there's a great span of space, and yet there were not as many people living there. So, they decided we will make it a really easy letter, K. You can't F that up. I came up with guys in the business couldn't say W. It was W. This is W, and then... you see, your guys really struggle. This is WKI, you know. So they made it K so that they wouldn't run out of letters. You know, they were going to run out of letters if it was just being W. And they made it west of the Mississippi because they could deal with fewer radio stations, too, because there were fewer stations, because there were fewer people. Now, you'll also notice, Bernie, if you go north of the border, everything is a C. And if you go south of the border, it's X. And these are decisions that were made by those respective broadcast licensors. And there you go. That's really the long and the short of it. Let's see. I started listening in 2013, unfortunately. Carlos says, okay, these guys are talking about some stuff. KOA, the blowtorch. Yeah. Or I remember KOA being the voice of the West, the blowtorch of the Rockies. KOA you can get in L.A. Any station with three call letters was licensed in the 20s. They stopped licensing three-letter call letter stations rather quickly because they were going to run out of letters. You know, they realized that, I guess they were not fucking making very good plans with all this shit. So they, hey, Bob, it's only going to make 4K. What about W? We're running out of that too? All right, let's start them with K. If we ever run out of, we're never going to run out of radio stations because now we're into the digital realm. So radio, as it's configured and as it's, as we identified, it's different. Paul, C93 was always my favorite, but that was in the Dakota area. That's nice, Paul. What's C93, man? Tad, AAA through triple Z W names. KOA, I started listening to 20, I do Carlos. Carlos, yep, okay, you guys remember Nikki. Back on now. Perfect video in Pasadena. Thanks, Matthew, for telling me that. No more buffering since I restarted. We'll take a shot for that. All right, Allie, thank you. Are you still with us, Allie? Great stream here in Southern California. All right, good. Bryn said, I'm watching Phil's video feed on my iPhone using 4G, but I'm using my Raspi or broadband for this chat window. God, you guys know more about this shit than I do. Greg, Beaver Falls produced Joe Namath. Yes. And this area was also home to Dan Marino and Joe Montana. Yes. I just saw the Joe Montana documentary on, I forget what channel, but it were what network, and it was really kind of cool. They were at the his high school, and they were feeding him as an F-E-T-E-D, not F-E-A-T-E-D. Verander Gill says, let's see, K-B-U-T. Oh, yeah, K-Butt was with Skippy and Frank, right, Quentin?
It's K-Butt. Skippy and Frank here, K-Butt.
Yeah, K-Butt.
Yeah.
Vandergill, I'm supposed to be studying for my forensics accounting final right now. Forensics accounting? Man, that's great. That means you get into somebody's bank account and find out how much they're really worth so they can pay their wife what they owe her. Is that it? Thanks a lot for that, man. I'm kidding. You guys got to do what a guy's got to do. Darren Brown Station, Paul, thank you. Yeah, C93 in the Dakotas. Phil, the digital realm gave us Y2K. Remember that fiasco? Art Bell does. Y2K was never a fiasco. That's the whole point. Y2K never... Nothing happened. It was all cool. The only thing that Y2K did was create panic. And that wasn't digital. That was just regular assholes. That was on radio, everything. Y2K was the result... The fear of Y2K was, yes, the result of the overload on and the inability of computer programs to deal with the change of date. I don't think that was about digital. I think that was just about computers and shit, but I could be wrong. Cody Elms, I say any W station name without, like, I can't say any W radio station name without doing like they do in private parts. WNBC, right. Michael, Mr. Ernie, the shows have been great. I love the argument with Margaret about you doing all the voices on the show, and still none of my officers have caught on to it yet. You mean they think that it's all different people? Cool. See, that's the whole thing. I think I could just say I'm doing all the voices. How about if I did this? How about if I just came back from the psychiatrist today? I'm a schizophrenic. I'm mentally diseased. And then just start rapping and see how long it takes for this to become a thing on the internet, you know? Hi, I'm Phil Hendry. I am schizophrenic. I am psychotic. I take medicine for that. I'm not violent, but I do have visions sometimes, and I hear things. All right, let's just put that aside and start the show. Look up Y2038. What's that mean? What's Y2038? All right. Allie, sorry, buffering came back, so I had to reset with it with Wi-Fi. It's okay. I'll catch it for the Saturday part. Are you leaving? Fuck. Hey, Alex, wherever you are, man, this shit's got to end. You motherfuckers, I'm going to tell you, Time Warner, they gave me this survey. You know, we used to do a live show here. We did a live podcast, and we did a live video cast, and we never had this problem. So I'm going to get this fixed, and I'm going to get it fixed by next weekend. Nothing pisses me off more than this kind of shit. So Allie, split. That's great. Michael, hope you guys are being extra cautious. Bernie G. Okay. Hey, Allie, do not leave us, man. I'm going to have to make a note now. Because we're winning! You know, we did a live podcast every goddamn day. We had a live feed we were using. I forget who we were using. And it might be that we're relying on Amazon now for the live stream. I don't know who, but we may have to get off this and get to something else. Phil, have you ever visited Taos, New Mexico? Please visit when you can. It's a beautiful place. We named our Great Dane after Taos. Yeah, I'd like to, man. I hear it's like an art colony. It's my kind of people. Taos, New Mexico. Tad, fucking nerd. Pixie, Pixel. Oh, sorry, man. Did I say Pixie? It's Pixel, dude. Sorry. God.
I'm sorry.
What in the fuck? Phil, what was Howard Stern like? A nice man. Oh, Ellie, you still here? Great. Howard Stern's a nice man. Nice guy. A dad. I met Howard when he was going through his separation from his wife, and he was clearly, affected by that. He had small kids at the time. You know, Howard, you can't be as successful as him without being sort of conscious of the world and you know, good at business and good at marketing and stuff like that. And I found him to be a very nice guy, very down-to-earth guy, and not a thing arrogant about him, nothing. So that's my read on Howard Stern. Because, Mr. Hendry, you always win, 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 no matter what. Right on. And then Tad follows up with bed, in bed. Well, that would be a yes, too. But Pixel Traveler Phil, he, it's okay. Pixel also can describe me from time to time. Pixie can. Are you a guy or a girl, Pixel? Hello from San Diego. Joshua, how you doing, brother? Thank you for being with us again, man. Tad, Verinder Gill, Bernie, Michael, sorry to hear that. I'm giving cops support wherever I see them. Hugged me a Dallas cop last week. What happened, Michael? Did Michael, was Michael shot at or something? They have us doubling up. I have several officers who have discovered the lug nuts on their patrol cars and personal vehicles were tampered with and loosened. That's fucked. That's fucked up. I don't agree with any of that shit, man. But by the same token, I don't agree with just pretending like it's some sort of an imaginary thing, that there's some officers out there that are not behaving like peace officers. We don't expect cops to be criminals. We expect criminals to be criminals. I expect the criminal to act like a douchebag. I expect the criminal to be a piece of shit. I do not expect a cop to act that way. When a cop acts that way, I have to say something. We all have to say something. And I support the police 8,000,000%. So I want to know what happened in Minneapolis. I want to fuck, and that looked real bad for the cops involved. I could be fucking wrong. I don't know. Guy's got a concealed carry thing. The dude, a little trigger happy. I got to ask myself, this is a white guy. He sees the gun, boom, boom. Now we got a guy down in Miami gets shot. He's a fucking teacher. It's an autistic man. The SWAT guy was aiming to kill the autistic guy. What the fuck kind of goddamn command structure? What are they saying to each other? What is that? Then I got what happened in Baton Rouge, and I reject the idea that this is all the fucking imagination of citizens, and they should just goddamn suck it up and cinch it up and just fucking, you know, wait for the ruling by the goddamn esteemed board, and in the mean fucking time, it just keeps happening. Because the statistics, if anybody wants to look at them, are clear as fucking night and day. Black men are assaulted more often than white. I didn't say killed, I said assaulted. This is something, don't get me fucking started on this shit. Please. I'm not anti-cop. You ask any cop that ever met me, any police agency that ever listened to the show, ever supported the Phil Hendry Show, I am not anti-cop. I'm pro-America, I'm pro-cop, I'm pro-good guys. I'm for the good guys. Wherever they are, I'm for the good guys. Like Preacher, you know? Might as well be one of the good guys, you can't be one of the bad. You know, don't be one of the bad guys. There's too many of them. Be a good guy. I agree with that. All right. Fuck it. Michael, I respect you, man. I bless you. I pray for you every day of my life for our police. I really do. There's great police officers out there. And what happened in Dallas was goddamn a fucking... It was a holocaust. It was a sin, man. And what happened in Baton Rouge is a fucking sin. But what happens is, man, you got to understand something. There are assholes on both sides that use this shit so they can be their psychopathic selves. They say, aha, look, police officers were ambushed. Black Lives Matter, a bunch of scumbags. Aha, look, a black guy got shot. Cops are nothing but fucking criminals. I saw that on my Facebook page. Cops are, fuck cops, they're all criminals. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Those are the extremes of the human race, and we're never going to be able to beat those people unless we just shut them out and remember what the fucking debate is here. Those are the motherfuckers that are winning these days, though. All those extreme voices, all those motherfuckers that are saying, on the one hand, cops are criminals. On the other hand, Black Lives Matter are criminals. And I don't buy that, okay? I'm not going there. I want some truth in this fucking world. You know, we're getting sick and tired of being lied to. I want a little bit of goddamn truth. Somebody tell me some fucking truth. I don't need somebody to walk up to me and hit me with a sack of shit to know what time of the, you know, to know which side of the barn I'm on. I just made that up. That's mine, not yours. That's mine, not yours. Preacher's a great show. I'm anti-dumbass too, Michael. So, I just, you know, we want to know. And I think it's a matter of training. Let's get these guys fucking trained. We have a lot of agencies now that are run by some great people, man. I see a lot of police agencies that are run by terrific. This officer in Dallas, Chief Brown, African-American chief, I've never heard a man, a police officer, in a moment like that as inspiring as that. And that man's been through some tragedy in his life. Cleveland. Did you see Cleveland? This is a black police chief. I'm saying black because people need to know this. That guy was out on the street with all of his officers. Throughout the entire convention week, they were out there. They were fucking ready for any bullshit. Thumbs up for those cats. The chief of police was out walking the beat with all those cops. You know, I'm with that. You can't ask any more than that. Great stuff. All right. Preacher's a great show, man. You guys got to see Preacher. Have you seen it? Preacher is on Sunday nights on AMC. I gotta watch the one from last week. It's an awesome movie based on a graphic novel by Garth Ennis, a comic book, and brilliant, man. Well, I mean, Ted, some black people are fucking thugs. Some white people are fucking thugs, and some cops are nice guys. Some white people are the scum of the fucking earth, and some cops, some black cops, are the best in the world. See? So I don't think we're getting anywhere making comparisons like that. I think what we have to say is, we have a problem, and it seems to be here, and let's attack the problem. That's all. You know, I mean, life goes on. Maybe your fucking life won't go on, Tad. Maybe the next time a fucking cop pulls you over, I don't know what color you are, it doesn't make any difference. You don't put your hands where they should. You get your ass blown away, and a whole bunch of fucking shit happens. When I first got to Orlando, Florida, a Florida Highway Patrolman shot and killed a very prominent Orlando area businessman who was reaching for his glasses. It was early morning. He couldn't see what was going on. He reached this cop. This rookie cop wasted him. All right, where are we at, man, here? I don't want to get all crazy. Mike, hey, Mike. Just doing a quick drive-by to let you all know I'm still alive. My BSP is up for renewal tomorrow, and I'll be around another year. Thank you. And thank you for providing the single best value for any entertainment dollar that I spend every year, Mr. Henry's back in the chat next week. Great man. I'm glad to talk to you, Mike. You're a great man. Peace out. Love you. Phil, I've been trying to get my coworkers to start listening to your show. We have listened to you for 10 years plus. I would say people are missing out. Well, it's really, like I said, it's a very weird show. But like I said on the promos, I can't do it any other way. I used to, for a big part of my life, toe the line and do what I thought people expected me to do, because I thought that was the way to be successful if you just did it according to the book. And I realized it's the opposite. To be successful, you have to break the mold. And it just so happened in breaking the mold, I do this kind of weird fucking show. It's strange. It's weird. We're also breaking the mold, if you will, and breaking the rules. We're primarily a subscription service. We do take advertising, but really our money is by way of our listeners. We go directly. You remember they used to say, we direct to you here at Bob's Beef House. Bob, look at this. We've got sides of beef, chicken, veal, loin chops. Yeah. Tad, you're all right, man. I love you. Jeff, Sewell, Bellhaven in 2016. Right on. Greg, really miss Don Parsley. His bits were always the funniest, the most crazy, but I realize they can't be done without unsuspecting callers. At least I have them in the archives. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of fucked. Dorton, 2020. Erica Dorton in 2020. Allie, I'm a diversity advocate. I want equality for white men of certain age as much as I want equal representation for everyone who isn't. I want us all to come together. Going into work is hard enough when my Facebook feed is full of hate and bigotry and more prejudice and more giving up on America. I don't want to give up on America. Nobody's going to give up on America, Ali. Sorry to make this political. Nobody's giving up on America. You know what Facebook and Twitter afford a lot of people? It affords them the opportunity to just unburden. There's a lot of people who feel powerless. There's a lot of people who are like mid-level, whatever, they're nothing. And Facebook and Twitter allows them to create personas that have power. They can have some power. Sometimes it's really sick. Sometimes it's just, you know, it is what it is. You know, people that are losers always blame their failure on others. Always. I learned that the hard way, man. If you blame your failure on others, you're a fucking loser. If you are somebody who finally takes stock, you're beginning to win, man. But you can't be, you know, and I find those people, racists, wherever they may be, are the biggest fucking losers on earth. Honest to Christ. I mean, look at them. All right. Oh, Erica Dorton, the forsaken dream, Sith of legend. Mike, if they're scared, they should get another fucking job. Bungholio. Oh, God. Well, look, I know I made allusions to that. I do feel that it is a very tough job, and, you know, you got to be ready for it. I had a friend, I would tell you, let me just tell you this story very quickly. I had a buddy of mine who was a cop in Detroit, and Michael Keller could probably tell us this too. And he said, I'm 4 years in now, and I finally learned. I said, what'd you learn? He says, the first year, you think you're fucking John Wayne, and you're going to go out and clean up the streets. And then the second year, you're scared, going to work, thinking everybody's gunning for you, everyone's going to shoot you. He said, the third year is when I figured out that it was just a goddamn job, and I went out there to do my job. I was good to people when they were good to me. I busted the bad guys. I did what I had to do. But I didn't go home with any Superman complex thinking I'm fucking all this. I went home. I'm a police officer. I'm proud of that. It's what I do. But that's it, you know. And I'm not fucking John Wayne. And not everybody hates me, you know. So there you have it, man. And I thought that was one of the best descriptions that I ever heard. Now let's see where we at here. Get rid of Facebook is the advice from Bungholio. No shit. Michael Callier says, I got a whole bunch of, God. I just lost the whole fucking thing I was looking at. Fuck it. Hey, what are you guys having a problem with? No feed? Let me look. I've got a feed here. I have a feed. I don't know. What's up, you guys? Paul is out. Bernie G. Steven is offline. Jeff. Chode. This is fucked. I'm pissed. This is fucking fucked up shit. Fuck, cock, fuck, motherfucking fuck. I agree, Jeff. Nathan Smith. There it goes. Chad is buffering. Tad. Feed gone. All right. When I get off this motherfucking chat tonight, I'm going to write a note to Alex. We're going to get this shit fixed, okay? We did not have this fucking problem when we were live every motherfucking day. Now, once a week, we got this problem. Now, it's going to get fixed. It's going to get fixed by next week. What an unprofessional situation. Feeds down, feeds down, feed refreshed, and now getting, sorry, live stream is offline. Are we off fucking line? I'm looking at the stream. God damn it. My motherfucking phone. Okay. Back now. He's back. Here we go. He's back. What is the story with this? Time Warner, would you motherfuckers leave the goddamn cable business, please? Just leave the cable business, man. Whew. Had to F5 to get stream back. Everything is milk and cookies. You're on, Phil. Thank you. I'm sorry about that, you guys. And all of you guys lost it. So it's obviously something that's happening at the relay. And One of the things that I don't want to hear, and I never want to hear, is the following. Oh, that's just the way it is. No, bull fucking shit. That ain't just the way it is. I'm paying for something. Am I not? Don't give me this. Look at, now I'm buffering. You guys were not. Now I am. Hold on for a minute, man. Let me see something here, man. And I never want to hear. Oh, cool. That's cool, man. I just got fucking shit. That ain't just the way it is. I'm paying for something. Oh, that's cool, man. I'm like almost caught up. Dig it. You know, one of the problems we might be having, one of the problems you can't hear, Verinder, one of the problems we might be having is that I have booted up our TriCaster fresh a couple times. I've turned the TriCaster off down here a few times because it heats the studio up. I'm going to try and not do that anymore. The other thing I think I'm going to do is take this TriCaster that I have and throw it into the Pacific Ocean and go get a new one. They have mobile TriCasters that are like for 10 G's. They're cheap, they're sweet, they're out of sight. Here we go again. Somebody's Phil is buffering now on philandryshow.com. That's a paradox, yes. I got a buffer for those C words. How do you F5 from a phone? I'm about ready to shoot the computer. If I did this to you motherfuckers during brain surgery, I would be arrested. No shit. No shit. Burn. It's just refresh, I think. Yeah, Paul, Comcast can lick my taint. Oh, dude. Pixel Traveler says, Cosmic Henry Mirror, Bernie G, I think the F5 is a WWE move, so maybe that's it. I can hear it now. Thank you. What the fuck is a TriCaster? Yo. Yo, man, a TriCaster. Gee, sorry, sir. I think I'll just stop and halt fixing your fucking brain. TriCaster by NewTek. It's a video server. It's a computer. Well, try harder. Mixing audio, etc. Where Phil, throw the place into the street. Phil, did I tell you Trump's favorite radio station? KLAN in Mississippi. NewTek has been around since the Amiga days. I'm 100% good, Mike. Carlos, you should have Chris Norton in the bathtub sometime. The bathtub sounds always crack me up. I like the bathtub sounds. Thank you for that. Michael Callier is laughing at what Bernie just said. What did Bernie say? Yeah, K-L-A-N. All right, so here's the thing. A TriCaster is, if my goddamn camera one was working, I could show you the TriCaster, couldn't I? But camera one just went out. Oh, that's scary. That's really scary. Hold on. Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute. What fucking fell out of here, man? All right. Sorry. Well, this is good. What is up with this? Let's get a new TriCaster. Woo! Here is... The TriCaster is this thing. It's a big fucking computer that has all the monitors and all the monitors. These are all just virtual studios and shit. The actual box is down below me, but that's the series of monitors that we have. That's the TriCaster. You know, and it's just nuts. I got my TriCaster swinging meat baby. No, Paul, no. I got your TriCaster. Forget it. Paul Pixel was saying something about a long form developing something. Carlos, old. I'm gonna pit too hot water on. Comcast can tongue punch my. Okay, great. Is it 2038 already? Is that the time? You mean? Oh, the year. You know how movies will point out certain years? Like, for instance, the most classic example is Back to the Future. In 2016, wasn't this the year? Was it 2015 that the Cubs were going to win the World Series? I wonder if anybody's going to make a big fucking deal out of 2525 because there was a song about it back in the late 20th century. No? Okay. Maybe they'll think in those days it was like a quatrain by Nostradamus, you know? In the year 2525, man, this is some heavy shit. I just found this, you know, where? Well, it was my sister's, anyway. What does the general think about these streaming issues?
Let me tell you something. What the general thinks about these streaming issues is my business alone. You don't want to know what I think.
Well, yes, I do, General.
Well, what I think, you know what you ought to do? I would take all of this equipment in the back of your truck, back it up at the, what the hell, what is the deal?
You mean Time Warner?
Yeah, Time Warner, back it up, and just unload it. Just garbage right onto the front lawn of whoever the guy is, and then just pull out and just blow a kiss as you're driving down the street. That's what I would do. That is my, my prescription, if you will.
Tad, ye geez, drawing out the nerd joke from earlier, 2038. My joke, never fucking mine. I don't know, man. I'm sorry, Tad, I missed it, brother. Tad, are you a musician? What happens during the Age of Gemini, Pixel Traveler? You know, that whole dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this was all supposed to be a groovy time. I still believe that. I do. I believe that the Age of Aquarius has one final big challenge for all of us before we start grooving and just kind of gliding into the future. And I think it's upon us. I think it's arrived. And that is, can we defeat this final effort at, you know, kind of squeezing us into the past? No matter who these people are, ISIS, assholes, your next door neighbor, you know? And if we can just say no to all those pricks, just say no, 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 no. And they say, we will defeat you. No, 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 you know? And because that's more than just ISIS. We've got the same problem here in America. We've got assholes that want to keep us in the past. That's a bad scene. I don't think that works. No, no, man, that ain't nowhere. That don't lead nowhere, man. Bernie G, has the general ever hung out with R. Lee Ermey? General Shaw, do you know him?
What's his
name? R. Lee Ermey.
R. Lee Ermey.
He was a Marine and he became a movie guy.
Oh, get out of here. You know, these guys that they go into the movie, you talk about their, what are they doing?
They're like technical advisors.
Technical advisors. There you go. I had a buddy of mine, Bill Hoosgauer. I don't know if you knew him. Now, he was with the Army Rangers. And this guy decided he'd be an advisor on a couple of these Leave It to the Beaver, you know?
What?
Just listen to me. They needed a military advisor on a couple of, I know what it was, on two Brady Bunches and a Hannah and a Funny Days. And
you mean Happy Days?
Yeah, Happy Days. And all he had to do was plant some explosives underneath Jan's box.
Sorry. Well, what happened?
Well, what do you think?
All right. VR and the internet allows people to communicate in ways that were once impossible. Truth. VR, virtual reality? Yes, it's true. You guys got to read that goddamn book, Exploding the Flown. Jesus Christ, that thing was great, man. About the blind kids that used to master how to whistle into a phone. Oh, Christ, that stuff's great. Yeah, when I first heard ISIS, Hoosgauer.
Yes, his name was Hoosgauer. And, and Hoosgauer was a member of the Army Ranger. Now, he was out of Fort Bragg in California, not the one back in...
In North Carolina.
No, no. Up, they don't do anything. The Fort Bragg in California isn't worth a pinch of coon shit. And let me tell you something else. As I have often said, Marines make movies, Army makes history. Oh!
All right. Phil, will you be watching the presidential debates? I think these ones will be quite entertaining. Boy, no shit. Yeah, I'll be watching them. Oh, Christ. I wouldn't give that up for the world. Are you kidding? They will be insane. They will be insane. They promise to be insane. This will be the biggest challenge of both of these people's lives, Trump and Hillary. And the character Whistler in the movie Sneakers was sort of an homage to the whistling guy. Captain Crunch was his name. Oh, yeah? I'm glad the old phone freak vibes are still there. I have sausage on my sassy pizza. Oh, did you order a pizza, Jeff? Hey, Jeff. Now, let me ask you a question, man. Do you leave the hospital and come directly home and order a pizza and watch the chat? Is that it, or you... I'm just fucking around. I imagine you're very wealthy, so you could be doing anything. So I'm very blessed that you're with us, Jeff. don't ever leave, but I want to know, you know, more about your life. Because I think what we should do is have our HendryCon up there in Sacramento. I'm kidding. Yes, Tad, it is true. Back in the early 70s, you got to read this book, Exploding the Phone. It was a mindfucker. And there were blind teenagers and other weirdos that fucked with the phone system the way people troll on the internet now. It was way ahead of their time, kind of weird shit. And this kid could whistle into the phone and create the sounds that would connect you for long-distance phone calls, all kinds of shit. So they went through this whole bunch of shit, and in 1974, they actually invaded the phone system of Santa Barbara and had a recording that an atomic attack was imminent on Santa Barbara, and please get off the phone, some shit like that. It was nuts. And it was all perpetrated by these phone freaks that are documented in this book called Exploding the Phone. I forget the name of the author, but I read about it in the book on Anonymous, because this anthropologist who wrote this book about Anonymous is tracking the trickster who's been with us since the beginning of time. Society's always had tricksters. Tricksters have to be two kinds of things. They need to perpetrate the trick, and they need to not give a shit what happens as the result. That's the primary thing that separates the trickster or the internet troll or even the phone freaks from any other kind of person that perpetrates jokes and fools people. They don't give a shit what happens. You know, they could blow the goddamn world up. The truth. All right, let's check this out, man. Tad, I saw Kevin Mitnick speak. He went to jail for hacking. He said he was prevented from using the phone because they thought he could do that, but he said it was bullshit. Bernie, Jeff, have you gotten laid yet? Pixel, yes. In the South, we are tetched. And closer to elk. Tetched. Pixel Traveler, it's not bullshit. It's really hard. What? I call bullshit, but I'll look it up. The boxes generate tones. It is true, Ted. It's true. It's in the book. Nathan, I think we just need to have HendryCon in the back of Bernie G's truck. That's the ticket. A bunch of weird asses hanging out in the back of a tractor trailer. Jeff, come on, man. Get with it. What are you guys yelling at Jeff for? God damn it, Phil. Do you know Ermy is an honorary gunny? He did not achieve that rank in USMC. No shit. Well, that's bullshit. Ermy, what the fuck? What the hell are you trying to tell me? I think it's probably just... So he was never a drill instructor? Do you have to be a gunnery sergeant to be a drill instructor? I'd have to... My brother-in-law was a drill instructor for a while. I don't fucking know. Verander Gill, Phil, have you thought of introducing any new characters? The ones you have are amazing, but are you thinking about it? Well, I mean, they come to you, and if they're really well-formed, and it's weird what really makes a character, you know, take off, what makes a character live. It's a strange thing. There's a combination of things. I don't think any characters I've created since the old phone call show, with the possible exception of, I think it was one or two we might have created since the old phone show that have really lived on very well. It just depends, you know, but it is a combination of things. And I had a guy say to me the other day, he said, you know, when you get on stage and you do your characters, he said, you're not reciting a script. You're coming from character. And I said, yeah. He goes, well, that's why story follows character. So if a good story follows the character, then you know you've got something. If I just do a voice, if I just go, hi, my name is Mr. Jones, and I live down the lane, that doesn't sound like a guy that any really interesting stories are going to flow from. But a guy that, you know, is a World War II veteran, a Marine, and he's got a little bit of a thing, and he lives in San Marino. Now we're starting to get some stories going. A woman who talks like this, Bobby Dooley. Stephen King has said, every great writer says it, story follows character, not the other way around. Story follows character. In order to have a story, you have to first have good characters. Where will they take you? And a good writer will create a character and let that character take him wherever he wants to go. That's a good character. And I don't know that I've actually, you know, come up with any quite as compelling as that since leaving the old phone call show. But I don't know. you know. Ken is with us. First time I heard Phil on the radio in 2002, the story was a character was whacking off to mushroom clouds. Oh, yeah, I know who that was. I think it was Vernon Dozier. Yes, it was Vernon Dozier, and he was jerking off to atomic bomb blasts. He was just getting off on it, just digging it. Cody crashing, good night, everyone. Keep tearing it up on Twitter. Phil, don't always agree, but it's goddamn funny. Thank you, brother. Cody, good, and be good to your family. I know you got a nice family. We all ultimately pay for sex. Hookers are just more honest. It's true. Bernie G, see you, Cody. Todd Brooks. Ken, that's Vernon Dozier. Yes. Tad, Jeff is a chauvinist, then. Big surprise. Why is that? Jeff, bitter divorce opinion. You guys are getting it. You guys like to get on Jeff, don't you? Jeff, no bullshit. Just pay and go. No whining. No dinner, no dancing, nothing. Pixel, I write a lot, so it's true. I never really felt like a writer until the characters pulled me down the rabbit hole. That's what it does. You got that, Pixel. It's the truth, man. It's the truth. So I know that once we get done with the chat here tonight, I'll go, oh, fuck that character, that character, that character. I'm doing something right now, and I hope any of you guys, Allie, you got to come out to the show, man. The first Friday in August, we'll be back at the Hollywood Improv. And I met a great writer over at F is for Family, a guy named Mark Wilmore, who's written for Simpsons. He's written for everybody. And he really gave me some great advice, some great sort of directorial advice on doing the show. And I'm really excited about putting it together in a way that, is going to be more reflective of Phil Henry. So I don't know. If y'all want to, you come on out. Phil, was it Dozier that his wife run over his hand? Yes. That's Coach Dozier. Coach Dozier was the same guy whose mother kissed him on the lips when she dropped him off at school every morning. So he's got a lot of shit to overcome. And he's got a lot to prove. And he proves it by, he went down to a very African-American part of the city and went into a bar and basically went in there and said something racial on purpose so that they would just beat him. And these guys just beat him for like an hour, and he just laughed. He just laughed. He was very proud of himself that he could look up with blood staining his teeth and laugh. And then they just like, boom, just knocked his ass down. And he said, that was great. And then he came then he came home and had his old lady drive over his fucking hand once a week just to prove how tough he was. So he'd go out to the garage as his wife backed their Humvee out. He just had his hand on the fucking cement. Okay. Gloria Grover in that Elcott episode, they wear orange, they're greased from the navel to the top of the head, and I ask myself, why did I even get out of bed for this? What is that, man? Pixel, what's that? Hey, Jeff, you had to pay your old lady about $1 million? Join the fucking club, man. Me too. If I think about it, oh, yeah, $1 million? Shit. You got off easy. You got off fucking easy, man. I gave up over $1 million, my old lady. Easy as fucking hell, man. Marriage is a business arrangement and nothing more. You can love a woman, and if you love her enough, you can join with her and say, let's get some real security here. It's you and me, and we will secure our futures together, and we're a team. That's kind of cool, too. That's domestic partnership. That's marriage. Anything more, man. And your ass is in trouble if you think you're going to. So I think that, and by the way, a prenup. And Jeff, I don't know if you know this or not. You probably found out to your chagrin. I got a friend of mine. This dude had prenups up the fucking yin-yang. He had 58,000 prenups with his wife. Guess what? Don't mean shit. She hired a lawyer. And by the time they got done with this cat, this friend of mine, he's 100 G's deep in lawyer fees. And he finally said, fuck it. Fuck it. Just give her what she wants, you know? He had every kind of fucking prenup. So, dig it. Pixel, the Gloria Grover bit on Elcott, where it was Elcott versus the disciple in a turf war. Yes, it was a bunch of their shaved and greased guys. And they were throwing grenades at each other, right? So Gloria, what did Gloria do? Did she fucking, bed half of these dudes or something? Margaret is great. The way she is so open about her bowel movements in polite conversation. Yes, I love it. More Mavis Leonard. We just did Mavis yesterday.
And I'm voting for Donald Trump. I don't give a shit what anybody says.
Well, now, you know,
No, don't give me a one out, Mavis. I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton. That's all there is to it. I'm voting for Donald Trump. He's my man.
Pixel, favorite Mavis line. I pray to Jesus for an inside straight. Vandergill, Phil, don't think about it. It is the present that matters. And if you are happy now, then the past is best. You're absolutely right, brother. You are abso-fucking-lutely right. Absolutely right. Jeff, top or bottom? Power top or power bottom? Michael Kellyer, I love Mavis during All You Can Eat Negro.
He's macking on my boy.
That's right.
Oh, my God. They are Catholic. They're going to eat my boy.
No, you don't understand. There was a priest on the line trying to explain to her.
Oh, my God. They're Catholic. They're macking on Brother Buffet.
Fucking unreal, man. No, you're right, man. But, I mean, I'm just saying, Jeff was mentioning, you will wind up, and the other thing, if you're with a woman that has been through divorce, she's already gone through the process. Look, I'm not down on women. I'm just saying, you could be a woman and you're with a guy. Well, they already know the ropes, man. They know the whole fucking thing. I remember when it dawned on me that I was about to get fucked financially. I was like, oh, no, are you kidding me, man? Really? You know, so I was really crazy. Mr. Henry, could you address with Robert Leonard the time when the phone had been left off the hook and he made out with his Aunt Mavis? I'd be interested in hearing what he has to say with that. I think that storyline, I don't think they made out. I think it was simply some drunken move, you know, some sick drunken move. You know, I don't think I want to go any further with that, man. I think that would be so out of character. I think it would ruin the characters, you know. Tad, so this is a millionaire club? I thought we're all liberals. Just kidding. Well, that's why we're rich. maybe it used to be a millionaire club. It ain't anymore. Verinder Gill, I am a girl. Oh, Verinder, you're a girl. Well, ain't that something, man? North Indian. Beautiful thing, beautiful thing. Where are you at, Verinder? Are you in L.A.? Are you, tell us again where you're at. Brother Buffet, yeah.
Brother Buffet, All You Can Eat Negro.
That was the beginning of, and you want to know something? That bit isn't really all that funny. What makes it memorable is the fact that I lose it, and I'm laughing for about 40 seconds, and you can hear Crozier laughing. That's me and Mike Crozier just going back and forth with these laughs. She called me a faggot, called Major Elvis Newton a faggot, said we all look like faggots in our fairy ass pith helmets. Yeah, that was Jay Santos talking about some flare drop they did. Yeah, that's it. Mavis was talking about Robert busting farts in her new sofa, yeah.
And all you do is sit there and you bust farts.
I didn't bust any farts.
The hell you didn't. You bust off one after the other after the other. Pissing me off.
Jeff, do you date white guys? I love Tandoori. She's in Houston, Texas, Jeff, but you're wealthy enough to fly her to California on a private plane. Yeah, when Phil loses, it's just like the Carol Burnett Show. You know, I'll tell you something about the Carol Burnett Show. I heard that they used to crack each other up. And then there were times when they didn't crack each other, but they felt the audience expected them to crack up, so they kind of faked it. And that really kind of blew it for me, man. It's like, what? Why would you do that, you know? What I have taken to doing is when I laugh, I don't cut it out of the tape. We used to cut it out on the podcast because it's pre-recorded. I don't do that anymore. I leave it in. Like today, I don't know what the line was, but we just left it in, you know, which is what I think I hope you don't mind. I believe they should be served with the head. So I'll tell you. By the way, I owe you guys an explanation. Last week I wasn't here because of the fact I was fucking sick. And I don't know how that happened, but it happened. I got a bad cold and the throat was just jacked up. pretty funny. It hasn't happened to me in about 5 years. It happened to me when I got back from Canada, so I apologize for that. We'll see you for tomorrow's movie. The Saturday Cinema is going to be, is it, oh, it's going to be a film noir. Last week was the Attack of the Bee Girls, Invasion of the Bee Girls, which was, I don't know whether I liked that movie or whether I hated it. I thought that movie was kind of interesting, but kind of fucked, but kind of this, but kind of that, you know. Then Elcott, The Next Step on Sunday, and you guys be good. We will see you on Monday. And the throat was just jacked up.
What is this?
Pretty funny. It hasn't happened to me in about 5 years. It happened when I got back from Canada, so I apologize for that. Hold on. We'll see you for tomorrow's... Yeah, let me just... Sorry.